Welcome to Heart and Soul, brought to you by Christian Music Ministries. Join us as we bring to you various styles of music, stories, interviews with special guests, but all to lift your heart and bless your soul. Welcome back to Heart and Soul. It's me, Roger Jones. You've got me again. And this week, we're coming from Beechwood Court. It's a two-part program. And in the first hour, you may have heard many of the guests on our music week, who we've been here learning Jairus' daughter, but they were sharing about other songs. They've been sharing their favourite hymns and songs and telling us why they chose them. I want to tell you, there's a few surprise interviews coming up in the next hour, so stay with us. But before that, we're going to remind ourselves of why we were here. We were learning a musical. It was Jairus' daughter. Yes, the raising of Jairus' daughter. And, you know, this was commissioned by the Girls Brigade all those years ago for me to write this musical. And I chose Jairus' daughter. But, of course, the motto of the Girls Brigade is to seek, serve and follow Christ. And so before we listen to more interviews, here's the first song, Seek, Serve and Follow. Managed to persuade my wife Mary to come on the show. She always comes on Music Week with us. So I suppose, Mary, I should welcome you to Heart and Soul, shouldn't I?
Oh, thank you.
I mean, Mary has witnessed many an interview and travelled around when we've done all sorts of things with Heart and Soul. Mary, if I was to say, why do you come on Music Weeks?
Well, because I'm your wife.
Kind of folks, I kind of knew that was coming. And what do you get out of Music Weeks?
Well, it's lovely being with you, obviously, and being able to support you and to meet all the lovely people that we do meet on these Music Weeks, and seeing how God works amongst them, and some that we've seen really grow in their faith over the years. That's been a real privilege.
I think that's going to be one of the joys, hasn't it? Because we see people, they come back after many music weeks and
amazingly.
We see people grow. So what is it, what are the ingredients of a music week that you think help people to grow?
Well, I think the teaching that they receive about whatever musical we've decided to do for that week, where you give the background and the story and bring certain spiritual truths out, and then singing the musical. Some of people have come who've never sung in a musical before, and it's a new experience. And we try to make it fun, well, especially Annie, who normally takes the choir.
And make it fun,
And just have some fun. And some people find, for the first time, they can sing a solo that they've not had, you know,
that's right.
been able to before in the past.
I mean, I think a lot of people know us, and but music's always been part of you and your life right from childhood.
Yes.
Mom and Dad were musical.
That's right, yes. Yeah, my brother, yes.
I have to say, folks, I'm going to let you into a secret here. The first time I ever saw Mary, it was at a Saturday night rally, and she was singing unaccompanied the spiritual "There Is a Balm in Gilead." Mary, do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Well, I remember it too, because I thought, that's lovely, and the song's good as well. So there was the usual chat-up line that I think I did, was saying, I really enjoyed your singing then, and you do singing much, you know. That's, it's a chat-up line, really, you see. But music, of course, has always been very much part of our lives together.
That's right,
and our kids are musical.
Pardon?
Our kids are musical.
Oh, yes, they are, and our grandchildren as well.
Yes, and we've got a great-grandson who started beating the table. I think he's going to be a drummer.
That's right, yes. So.
Mary, you've chosen a piece, again, never played this on Heart and Soul before. It's the Easter hymn from Cavalleria Rusticana.
That's right, yes.
Talk us into that.
Well, it goes back a long way to when I was in Sunday school, which was the late 40s, early 50s, and the local Baptist church had three Sunday schools. It was a big church, and I went to the one in my road. And every year they had a Sunday school anniversary, which I absolutely loved. And they built a huge platform at the front of the church. There were loads of children. There was the church choir on one side and another choir on the other side that met during the week. So there was probably about 150 altogether singing.
Yeah.
And we did it for morning and evening, two Sundays running. And whoever picked the music, I don't know who it was, but pick good music. And we always used to sing at least one, what I called a big song. And sometimes it was from the Messiah, I mean the Hallelujah Chorus or And the Glory or something like that. But the one that always stuck out for me was the Easter hymn from Cavalleria Rusticana. And we had a lady in one of the choirs who could sing coloratura.
And what does that mean?
Well, they can sing very high.
Very high!
And the solo in this particular piece is very high.
Have you ever sung it?
Oh, goodness, no.
I think the time that, in all through our marriage, which is over 50 years now, I think I've turned you into an alto when I think you were a soprano at first.
I've always sung alto in the choir, yes, because I could read music mainly.
That's right.
The opera from it's from, Cavalleria Rusticana, actually means rustic chivalry. And it's not religious at all. And in fact, it's quite a sleazy story, but in the middle of it, they celebrate Easter, and it's in Sicily, and a Roman Catholic country. And you hear the choir singing in the church. And one of the things they sing is the Easter hymn, because it's the time of Easter in Sicily.
And the Lord is risen. That's what comes out in it.
That's right.
You got some words there?
Yes. Rejoice that the Lord has arisen. He has conquered the power of the grave. He has opened the door of the prison. He has risen in glory to save. They're wonderful words.
But
I think it was the music that got to me first. It was absolutely wonderful. It sent shivers down my spine. And I was probably only 7 or 8, but we all used to join in with the main chorus, if you can call it that, of the anthem. And I've always loved it. And as I grew older, and the words took on a meaning, I probably didn't think too much about them at first, but then they really did begin to resonate with me as I grew older, until I decided to follow Jesus myself and know his resurrection.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to listen to that now. It's a very special recording. It's from the Royal Albert Hall with the All Souls Choir and Orchestra, conducted by Noel Tredinnick. And actually, it's Heidi Pegler singing it. Here we go, the Easter hymn from Cavalleria Rusticana. Didn't you do well?
Thank you.
Well, that was a first, I think, on Heart and Soul, the Easter hymn from Cavalier Rusticana. And it was chosen, of course, by my wife. First time I've been able to interview her. But now we're moving on. Folks, we're at Beechwood Court. We're at a music week. And we've got one of our team, a soloist, Anne Steer. Anne, welcome to Heart and Soul.
Thank you very much.
Not the first music week you've been on.
Not the first music week,
I bet
no.
You've forgotten how many.
Yeah. I have, yes.
Just tell us briefly, how did you get involved with us at CMM?
Oh, I think I've been singing with you now for about 26, 27 years. And I first got involved when you did the musical Snakes and Ladders.
All right. And you got a part in that?
I did, yeah.
What were you singing in that?
Oh, all sorts of parts, because it was lots of different stories telling the story of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation, really, almost.
It's a big story.
Yeah.
Big story. But I mean, you did music before then, you were singing. When did you start singing?
I think I've always loved singing, but I don't come from a background of music or Christianity or I think God had a plan, really.
Yeah.
And I've always been, or I was a very shy, introverted, you know, wouldn't say boo to a goose, and the Lord had different plans. So
yeah. I'm going to be rude and say, well, you've changed a little bit. You're not anything like a shy, but you're just lovely and wonderful to have with us. How did you get to faith, come to faith in this? You say they had no background in that.
No, I called on a friend to ask if she wanted to go swimming. And she said, oh, no. She said, I go to church on a, go to Sunday school on a Sunday morning. So why don't you come with me? So I did. And they soon found out that I could play the piano and the church organ. I think I was about 11, and they quickly made me deputy organist.
well
and I think I played for my, I think I was 15 when I played for my first wedding. So they kind of got me for all the wrong reasons, in a sense, but the Lord had a plan. Yeah.
So you ended up playing and singing, and singing solos. Was it CMM that brought the solo out in you?
Definitely, yes, yeah. I think because I could play the piano, whenever I was at sort of girl guide gang shows and things like that, I was the one that ended up playing the piano. And really, deep down inside, I wanted to be up on that stage, but I was too shy to perhaps be up on that stage. So the Lord had a work to do, but yeah.
And he got you. I mean, there's a big change, because we've taken you around many countries,
yeah,
as well as many, many, many concert halls, and yes, you sing in front of thousands.
Yes.
Do you get nervous?
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that, is there really?
No, you have to think why you're up there and what you're doing it for, really. And
that's right. Know. We're going to be playing one of your own songs in a minute. Do you want to tell us about it, but also tell us how you came to write it?
Well, when I was in my late 20s, so I think I first really gave my heart to the Lord when I was about 17. And then I didn't really know what to do with it. I wasn't going to a church that really helped me at that point in time. But in my late 20s, I was really having a problem with being assured of my salvation. And it was at a time where I used to get a lift into work, and then I got dropped off and had about a 5 or 10 minute walk into work. And I was really sort of talking to the Lord about this, and he, over the course of a few days, a couple of weeks, just kept dropping some lines and tunes into my head, and I kept writing them down. And eventually I had a song. And it was really, thank you, Lord, for loving me, going to spend the whole of eternity with you. And it was all about assuring me of my salvation. But the really silly thing is that my favourite hymn, I then realised, was Blessed Assurance.
Oh.
So through music, I had that assurance. But
yes,
until that song came about, I hadn't realised that my favourite hymn was also assuring me
that
salvation.
Yeah, sometimes people actually write a song after they've heard a hymn, and you were actually into the hymn afterwards.
Possibly,
but you probably you knew it before then.
Yeah.
So give us the kernel of it. What in the song you wrote?
Well, it really is talking about spending the whole of eternity with the Lord, you know, and praising his name on high.
And it's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yes.
But you already enjoy singing to the Lord.
Oh, yes.
Praising his name.
Yeah, yeah.
And what a wonderful story. Thank you so much, Anne.
Thank you.
But having listened to Anne talk about Blessed Assurance, are you ready? Music week to sing it? Here we go.
Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. There was salvation, purchased of God. Born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior.
Well, what you just heard then was the group at Beechwood Court, Conway, North Wales, at a CMM music holiday week. And that was, of course, Blessed Assurance. We're having a great time here, aren't we, folks? You know, some of you have come, you keep coming back. We have wonderful music weeks. I'm welcoming next Rosie. Rosie, have you been on Heart and Soul before?
No.
We've never put you in front of the
you
mic.
You haven't.
But you've been on music weeks before, haven't you?
Yes, the first one I came to was nearly 30 years ago.
Have I been leading them that long?
Yes. That one was at Lee Abbey. I didn't come back to one for another 10 years. No, probably 20.
Oh, my word. What brought you back then?
What brought me back was having the time and the money to go.
Oh, well, that's a very good reason.
Yes.
Yeah. What about music weeks?
Oh, they are such wonderful times. I love singing. I love playing the flute. But also the spirituality of the weeks, the worship is amazing. And the people that one meets here as well, and friendships for life.
Friendships for life. Isn't that wonderful? We're looking around here, folks, who have made friendships for life, and we keep coming back. Some of it's reunion, then we meet new people, which is also absolutely wonderful. Where did your faith journey begin, Rosie?
Oh, gosh. Probably began at primary school. We had a Catholic primary school across the road from us. My parents were not Catholic, but against my grandmother's better wishes, me and my sister went there. So every morning started with school assembly, followed by catechism, followed by maths. And that was it for 7 years.
But you learnt a lot about Jesus?
A fair bit. I knew most of the stories. Yeah. But it was a lot of praying to the saints and praying to Mary. And I had a picture of God the Father as this man in a cloud with a long white beard and a big book in front of him.
Oh, my word.
In which he wrote down everything that I did wrong.
That sounds frightening. It really does.
Yes, just a little.
But fortunately, you weren't going to stow that. I mean, we know some beautiful Catholic folks and friends, but there's more to it than that.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yes, but I didn't realise that for a long, long time. And it was, I suppose, back at... We moved then down to Somerset from Leicestershire, and I was a girl guide, and we went to church parade once a month, where I learnt to read the Bible in church. Wow. And from that, oh, gosh, we had... I'm trying to think what No, I was confirmed, yes, about 13, the same time as my sister was.
Yes.
And that was important because later on when I went to Teachers Training College, yeah, I found in my last year there I was asked to play the piano for the morning communion on a Wednesday. And it was a communion service. And had I not been confirmed, I would have said no.
Right.
But I went along and I played the piano for them. And it was there and the friendships made with another younger girl who was in the music group as well. And she was the one who really made me realise I'd never given my life to Jesus. Wow. So she gave me a Bible, I started reading it, and the rest is history.
But there came a point where you really did that.
I did, yes.
That was,
yes,
a prayer. You did
just on my own, yeah, in my room at college.
And yeah, you look back saying
that was the new beginning.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And so since then, you've carried on with Jesus.
Well,
he's carried on with you. That's normally our story.
Yes, he's carried on with me. I started teaching and moved into a little bungalow in a village in Somerset. And God put the next door neighbour had been the librarian at my secondary school. She introduced me to two of her junior librarians in the local library. They took me along to a home group. They never came again. And I kept going for the next 3 years.
Well, that's a way to do it, my word.
And that's where I learnt all about the Holy Spirit and how to worship and took my guitar along and sang and led worship.
Now, listen, we're learning things about people all these music weeks. We knew you played the flute because you've been playing it. A guitar. We
oh, yes.
Know that. And you, yes, led worship.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. It's a wonderful thing to be able to worship the Lord, isn't it?
It is.
I'd say it's the greatest thing out.
Oh, it is. And it was while I was there that I got introduced to doing Christian musicals.
Oh, they were bound to come up. Yes.
Well, yes, but they weren't yours.
Oh, well, there we go. Okay. Oh, we're going to stop the transmission at this point. Yeah, go, carry on.
No, the Somerset Praise Choir was singing Come Together.
Oh,
in
yes,
the local
yes,
church.
Indeed, yes.
So I went along to that. They asked me to, well, they were asking if anyone else would like to come and join in. So, of course, I did. And then for the next 2 or 3 years, I was singing with them.
So there was Come Together. That
Come
was a
Together
Jimmy
was
Owens
the
musical.
First one.
I have to say, that musical made a major impact on me.
Yes, me too.
And what came next?
If My People.
If My People. That's a verse, almost an obscure verse from Chronicles, but it had a message.
If My People, I thought it was from Revelation.
It is. Well, it probably is, but the verse is, if My People will turn from their wicked ways and repent
right.
and
yes.
pray.
You know the Bible better than I do.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, but I just know that musical.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a particular song that you've chosen from that, Behold the Man.
Yes.
Why that one?
That one in particular, it was the first time I was asked to sing a solo. And then there was one day when we were heading in a coach to go to sing this musical. I think it was in a convent or someplace like that. And on the journey, the conductor came and sat beside me and said, would you mind conducting? And so I
thought... Wait a minute, he was the conductor?
He was the conductor, but he was losing his hearing. And he couldn't hear properly, would I conduct? So I literally conducted, turned around and sang the solo, and then conducted the rest.
Yes.
And then a few years later on, when I was had moved back to Taunton, we were going to do a Roger Jones musical, Saints Alive.
Oh, yeah.
And guess who got asked to conduct that? So there I conducted a number of yours long before I ever met you.
Oh, you know, don't we find out some things on these music weeks? But, okay, we're going to listen to Behold the Man now. But what is it about this particular song?
Oh, I wish I could remember the words. I really can't. But it's the words there. Behold the man wounded and bruised. And I just can't remember the rest.
We're going to hear
but
them.
It is a beautiful
song. All about
song.
Jesus. I want to say sometimes to you as well that actually when I wrote my setting of Man of Sorrows, I think I was impacted by this, Behold the Man. Because it is, again, Behold the Man on the cross. And it's almost coming from Isaiah in the Old Testament, pointing. Wow. Rosie, thank you so much. Hasn't you been wonderful in sharing that? So, folks, we're now going to listen. It's from Jimmy Owens' musical, and it's Behold the Man.
Despite
week now, and our evening together. And but hello, there's something happening in front of me. I didn't expect this to happen. Annie's coming to the mic.
Roger, let's turn the tables. What's your favourite song?
Oh, I wasn't expecting
this. Why?
Oh.
Thank you.
Well, this is a first. It was my favourite song. I think my wife Mary will probably tell you my favourite song. I pick it all the time.
Oh, I know. King of Kings, Majesty.
King of Kings, Majesty.
It's because you wish you'd written it.
Oh, yes. It's one of it's one of those pieces where the greatest tribute you can pay to somebody else and a fellow composer is, I wish I'd written that one. And it's Gerard Cooper, who actually a wonderful church leader in England. He's got a massive set-up in Hull, in Humberside. But he wrote this piece, King of Kings, Majesty. I like it, Annie, for lots of reasons, because the theology is wonderful, that we worship the King of Kings. But it also talks about in royal robes that we don't deserve. And, you know, that's kind of based on a verse in the Bible that talks about worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, and an actual more correct translation of that, worship the Lord in holy robes. And it's because when we're worshipping, because we're followers of Jesus and trusting in him, we put on the robes of Jesus. We put on Jesus, holy robes. So that's the theology. I think we could keep going on. It's wonderful theology. I'm going to be controversial here and say I think there are some wonderful modern worship songs that I like, but aren't that singable at times for some local churches. But King of Kings is one that I love it because the melody works and the harmonies, the harmonic progression work. And I think I'd pick it as much and as often as I dare get away with.
Yes.
So shall we have a listen? Here we go. King of Kings, Majesty. We're going to listen to Jonathan Vieira's arrangement. Again, Jonathan Vieira, a friend of CMM, being on Heart and Soul, friend of ours. Here he goes with Gerard Cooper's King of Kings, Majesty.
King of Kings, Majesty, God of heaven, living in me. Gentle Saviour, closest friend, strong deliverer, beginning and end. All within me cries out in praise, Your Majesty. Bought the nations, ransomed souls, brought the sinner near to your throne. All within me cries out in praise, Your Majesty. In royal robes, I
Thank you for joining us this week on Heart and Soul. We've been at Beechwood Court in North Wales at Conway on a music week with CMM. Why don't you come on one? There's a few still to happen in 2026, and we've even got dates coming into 27. I'm going to tell the crowd here, we've just actually booked the week here at Beechwood Court this corresponding week in April 2027. How about that? Join us, but thank you. And Heart and Soul is here every Wednesday between 6 and 8 on Brumside Radio.
You're listening to Heart and Soul from Christian Music Ministries.
Oi, indeed. Yeah, that was a track from the original recording of Jairus' Daughter. You've Turned My Weeping Into Dancing for Joy. And it was the musical that we learnt at Beechwood Court in North Wales in April 2026. Before that, you heard the song, If I Can Just Touch Him. You know, we always have a great time on Music Weeks, and it's not just about music. In fact, really, music not so important. It's that we gather together, we open our Bibles, we worship the Lord, we let the Holy Spirit come and bless us, and we've got a musical that's at the background of it all. Some people come just to watch, some people come to join in, whether with a voice or an instrument, but why don't you seek out CMM and come on one of our Music Weeks? Well, that's about all there is time for me now, Roger Jones, on this double hour of Heart and Soul. It's been an absolute joy to be with you for so long, all coming from the Beechwood Court holiday week in Conway in North Wales. Well, we're going to finish now with one more song from Jairus' Daughter, and this one perhaps with the greatest message of all. It's the late, great Mike Stanley singing the song, Don't Let Your Heart Be Troubled, Only Believe.
Don't let your heart be troubled, only believe. Don't let your fear be doubled, just receive. The love of the Father, so rich beyond compare. He's always present, He will hear your prayer. Stay close to me and trust me. Don't be afraid, only believe. Only believe, only believe. Don't let tomorrow daunt you, only believe. Don't let this sorrow haunt you. Just receive the peace of the Father, which nothing can destroy. Trust Him and He will turn your grief to joy. Stay close to me and trust me. Don't be afraid, only believe, only believe, only believe. Be troubled, only believe. Don't let your fear be doubled. Just receive the love of the Father, so rich beyond compare. He's always present, He will hear.